effects of inflation. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Retailers leading a plunge on Wall Street after Target's first quarter report, blaming higher costs in part for a 52% plunge in profits compared to a year ago. Target losing a quarter of its value as other retail stocks also headed south. The Dow's been down more than 800 points at times as gas prices keep rising.
But we've been talking to drivers about their Memorial Day plans and summer travel plans. They don't seem to be deterred. They still plan to hit the road. The problem is that could drive up prices even more if there's this huge demand for summer travel this year.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble in Chicago. AAA's national average hitting another all-time high, $4.56 a gallon, with every state now over $4. The Homeland Security Department's new disinformation board is reportedly on hold. The Associated Press also obtaining a resignation letter from the woman tapped to lead the panel, Nina Jankowicz, calling the board's future uncertain. The board has faced weeks of criticism from Republicans raising free speech concerns. The report says an advisory council will now review the board and make recommendations. The White House accuses critics of bad faith smears, insisting that neither Jankowicz or the board have anything to do with censorship. COVID cases in the U.S. back over 90,000 in the seven-day average, up 26% the past 5 weeks. The White House COVID task force urging Americans to keep up the fight to help prevent mutations and more variants. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Immunity does wane, and that is why it is so important to stay up to date with vaccines and particularly boosters.
Also emphasizing improving indoor air ventilation can help in quarantining if you test positive. First daughter Ashley Biden tests positive for COVID. She had been scheduled to travel with the First Lady. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden is welcoming applications by two countries to join NATO.
President Biden says he'll work with Congress and NATO allies to quickly bring Finland and Sweden into the alliance. The leaders of both countries are meeting with the president here at the White House tomorrow. Sweden and Finland moved ahead on applying for NATO membership in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. All 30 NATO member nations would need to approve the expansion. Turkey's president has expressed opposition. At the White House, Jared Howell. Fox News.
A big win for Republicans in Kansas. The state Supreme Court upholding a redistricting law that makes it harder for the only Democrat in the Kansas congressional delegation to win re-election. The ruling declines, for now at least, to declare that overly partisan gerrymandering violates the state constitution. The opinion says voters and voting rights groups challenging the map have not prevailed on their claims and that the map violated the state constitution. Also that a full opinion would come later. A member of the Von Trapp family has died.
A loss for one of the best known families in the history of musicals, the Von Trapps, who inspired The Sound of Music. Rose Marie Trapp, the eldest child of Captain Von Trapp and Maria, has died at age 93. Her family saying she passed away peacefully Friday evening, surrounded by loved ones. She grew up with seven older half-siblings from her father's first marriage and two siblings from the captain's marriage to Maria. The Von Trapp family fled their home in Austria to escape the Nazis in 1938, eventually ending up in the U.S. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Recapping the plunge on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 820 points. The S&P also down more than 2%, the NASDAQ more than 3%, and oil prices sliding to nearly 110 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.